And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
Oh, we finally have a brand new Miley Cyrus album. And of course, Flowers was the first song
of
Endless Summer. But we've just gotten River as well. River's just dropped her next single.
Right.
And it sounds like this. And a liar being a
thief. Sorry, that's Eminem and Ed Sheeran. I apologise.
No, that's not the right.
For that.
That's not the right rhythm.
Let me see. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Closer.
Thomas.
That's
please
Delta.
Play Endless Summer Vacation, the album, and the song River from that album.
Talk to me like I'm Siri.
Go for? How? I just want to know how many songs have you got?
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep.
What does that have to do with anything?
The river.
Oh, the river's so deep.
River of Dreams.
Yeah.
It's called the River of Dreams.
Is it? I never knew what that song was called. Okay, so here is River, the brand new, I swear to God. You act like you've got a face, like, trust me, but then you have that little mouth.
Just do it.
This is River. Is it?
By
Miley Cyrus. All right, I'm out. Now I want to say, what else have you got? It turns me on that you can. Yes, it's a bit electronica talk. You love me for you like a river.
Just like a river. Just like a river. Yeah, well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Are you glad? You're not glad? You're not glad. Okay, so as far as river songs go, that's not in your top five yet.
Take me back.
But I was... That's the worst out of all.
I know. It automatically went back to the top. I'm sorry.
At least thank you. So you can go wherever you get your records, whether that's a physical copy or not, but Endless Summer Vacation is finally here. We're very excited. It's all over Spotify. Wait, here we go.
Don't do that with your arms. That's.
Woo!
What are you. Don't dance like that.
I don't know
like
what
that.
Instrument
oh,
I'm playing.
I don't know what you're doing either. It's scaring me.
I thought I was slapping the bass, and then I realised there was no bass, and then I was trying.
You're doing it with both hands?
Bass hands. God. I have bass hands and I'm drumming.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
How good is being a Friday so we do this? Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. Yes, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates, who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
I loved the alto vibe.
Thank you. The well.
Well. Normally it's well.
Well.
Yeah, but you brought it up a notch.
Yeah.
Higher vibration.
Who's going to do it next week when I'm not here?
Oh, definitely Lingy. Hilarious. And I just throw to him too.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and it's Fun Fact Friday, and he absolutely loses it.
Mm.
Hilarious.
Now, you know, in our game, we're always thinking, always working, always thinking of stuff.
Always.
And I thought of a really fun fact the other day, and yeah. I didn't write it down.
No, so. Do you know what? That's the biggest thing that you need to do in life. Write everything down.
If you have a good idea, write it down.
Because you'll say you'll remember it, and you never ever do.
Despite the popular conception that snakes are deaf, researchers at the University of Queensland have confirmed that snakes can indeed hear you scream, as can everybody else in the whole bloody neighbourhood.
Yeah.
When one's
just
around.
Settle. It's just a snake.
Yeah. Mm.
It's okay. Just
coming
let it
from,
do its
coming
thing.
From you.
Snakes are okay.
Octopuses or octopi, I would say.
Yeah, say octopi, I'd reckon.
Well, it's written here, octopuses.
Please, say octopi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Octopuses are thought to dream in GIFs, as in short audiovisual memories.
They are sentient beings.
They are very smart.
So just know that if you eat any delicious seafood on the New Zealand coast.
Yeah, true. I, for one, welcome our eight-legged overlords. Catholics, if you're Catholic and you're doing the Lent thing at the moment, you'll be trying to avoid eating meat in favour of eating fish. However, at various times and places, avoiding meat has been difficult, leading to various dioceses classifying capybara, beaver, alligator, turtles, puffins and muskrats as fish. Because when there's no fish around...
A pope's got to eat.
Fish of the land.
Beaver.
Land
fish of the land.
Smells like low tide.
Oh,
I've already done the octopuses.
Stop.
Until 2013, Paris had a bylaw. I didn't read the 2013 bit when I got this one. Until 2013, so 10 years ago, Paris had a bylaw that was obviously not very well enforced, requiring women to ask permission from city authorities before wearing trowel.
Before what?
Before wearing pants, before wearing trousers. Oh. If you were a lady, you had to put in a request to the council.
You just said before wearing trowel. And I'm
yeah,
like,
trousers.
Yeah. Are we using trowel for short? Is that?
I do.
Do you?
Mm.
I've never heard you say trowel.
Drop trowel.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Mm. You never been at the urinal
with me. I thought that
me.
Was like drop in the trough. Like drop.
No,
like,
drop trowel is when you go to the urinal, you drop trowel. And I drop right down.
Why do you...
I do that. So I'll drop my jocks and my pants right down to my ankles like I'm a five-year-old and just see if I can get a reaction. And that's a fun fact.
Stop it.
I reckon that's the best one we've
had. I reckon that's... Yeah.
Should we stop there? Oh, speaking of toilets, in 1423, London Mayor Dick Whittington... great name. Mm-hmm. ..established a 128-seated toilet that hung over the River Thames. You can't even... poo with people in the building.
Seriously,
let alone,
I never do.
Let alone in the same room as you.
Tell me another fact about the octopi.
Megan Trainor. Octopuses?
No.
Dropping trout. Right around me ankles.
I gotta go.
Right
go.
Around me ankles. G'day. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay. So we all know
that
during the pandemic and everything, a lot of mental health conditions came out of that and a lot of people struggling, and the government were like, we want to help. Okay, we're going to try and do what we can do and we want to give you 20 sessions with a mental health professional.
Right, because it was 10, wasn't it? You used to get 10 and now they've upped it to 20.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what Medicare, the actual services, australia.gov.au website tells you at the moment. The most up-to-date information. Oh, yeah, 20 sessions. No, Tom. It's 10. They've taken it back to 10.
Oh, right.
It's only 10.
Okay.
But no one says anything about that.
Yeah, they didn't mention it.
This is the thing. If you were trying to get on a mental health care plan, good on you, because it is really hard to take that first step.
100%,
and
yeah.
I'm on one. And we all know, very open about my mental health conditions.
Yes.
And I see a psychologist and I have a mental health care plan to help with that. But this is what is so frustrating and I just don't understand it. So you get 10 sessions.
Yeah.
They're like, so you go to the doctor and they make you do a little survey and they'll say, oh yeah, we can tell from this survey that you're either really anxious, really depressed, really stressed, or all three.
Okay.
That might happen as well. When you get a really high score, you're like, is that good? And they're like, no. And you're like, ah. Anyways.
Yeah, sure.
And then they'll give you a mental health care plan that you can then take to a psychologist, a mental health professional, and you can claim some of that back from Medicare. The thing that they don't tell you and something you might not be aware of is that you might think, oh, mental health care plan equals I don't have to pay anything. No. That's not true unless you get a bulk billed psychologist, which can be extremely hard to find.
So, your 10 free visits aren't necessarily free if you go to someone who there's a gap? Is that essentially?
I've never, ever had a free service.
Wow.
I've always paid a gap. Always. Okay. If you get a bulk billed psychologist, great, awesome, good on you. You won't have to pay the difference, but they are so rare because there are so many people struggling who don't have the money to take care of their mental health.
Yeah.
Not only that, so... At my last psychologist appointment, they're like, okay, so you've reached your six sessions. And now you have to go back to the doctor so they can sign off and say, yep, you can access another 4 sessions.
Oh, what?
This is the most annoying thing. You're dealing with people that do not have the mental capacity. Like, our minds are very triggered. You know, we're dealing with stuff and we finally go to the doctors and say, I need 10 sessions.
Yeah.
And then they're like, cool, so we're going to give you 6. But then after 6, we're going to have to get you to mentally go back, make another appointment with the doctor, pay for that session. A lot of the time it might get bulk billed, but now they're not bulk billing stuff because Medicare, obviously, the government is really pushing on doctors and that. And I get that. But to expect people who are going through mental health conditions to then go back and get a sign off on another 4 appointments. Mm. It is so annoying. So today I've got a psychologist appointment and I haven't been able to because it's been on my lowest list of priorities and it's my fault, but it's how my brain works that I haven't been able to go back to the doctor and get an extra 4 sessions signed off because in my mind I already have 10.
It's like they go, all right, we know you're battling. Here's your sort of answer. But we're going to whack a couple of hurdles in there for you as well.
I just don't understand it.
A bit more adversity for, yeah.
You've taken away the 20. Cool. It costs money. I get that. But please don't make us jump through any more hoops than we already have to. Mm. Can we please do something to just stop? They're like, okay, if doctors want to check in, fine. I get that. But if I have to make an appointment, go to the doctors, pay for that appointment just so you can say, hey, I'm going to give you 4 extra sessions, then I have to come back and you only get 10 in a calendar year. Mm. It's just so frustrating. So, mate, I'm tired. I know there's nothing I can do about it, but venting makes me feel better. And if anyone's going through the same thing, we're in it together. Okay.
I can also offer a hug. I don't know if that's any help.
Really?
But yeah, I'll give
you a
hug.
I'm coming over.
All right.
A-frame.
Just stay over there, actually.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We're flying to New Zealand, to Auckland tonight, or this afternoon, rather. Mm. And I am I'm quite nervous about flying with particularly Goldie, our 19-month-old daughter, because she is like, if you imagine in human form, the Tasmanian Devil from the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Love Tassie Devil.
Yeah. That's Goldie.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
But she's also a little tornado, right?
She laughs at all of our jokes.
She does like
which
that.
Is amazing for my confidence.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
She loves Daddy's gear. And I have sort of asked her to laugh at your gear as well.
Oh, thank you. Not always, what she told me.
Always inclusive. Yeah. So what I wanted to do was go to the phones and say, hey, anyone got any tips for flying with young kids? Because, I mean, Indy should be okay. She's almost 4, so hopefully she will plonk her in front of the iPad and we've got some stuff to play with.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what to do with Goldie.
Yeah.
And then I was just looking at my flight. So you can call through for that if you like, 52232955. But also... you just said something.
Okay.
That I don't think is a thing. So looking at our flights, going over there, 3 hours, 30 minutes.
Mm.
And that's heading east.
Yeah.
Heading west, coming home, it's 4 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We're flying with different airlines.
Yes.
So we're flying one airline there, a separate airline back.
Yes.
And for some reason, the return flight is going to be 35 minutes longer than the flight there.
Yes.
Why did you say that was?
That's the rotation of the Earth.
No.
Yes, it is.
I disagree.
It is.
That's not how it works.
That's
it
how
doesn't,
it works.
It doesn't
when
take
longer. When you fly
long...
west, it takes longer.
It doesn't take longer to fly west. How is that possible, mate?
Do you know why, mate? Because we're rotating, okay? And when you're flying into the rotation...
It's like it's flying downhill. Is that what you're saying? And flying uphill when you're flying west? Is that...
Mate, I'm telling you. That's what happens. It's the rotation of the Earth. When you're flying west, it takes longer. Call me stupid.
I'm not going to call you stupid. I'd never do that to you.
It's a thing.
All right.
Because you're going against the rotation.
I can't believe that would possibly be true.
How is that possibly true that it takes longer to fly somewhere when you're heading west
than
it
does? That's just a known thing. How have you never heard that before?
Because I don't know. I wasn't paying attention the one time I went to Perth 10 years ago.
I was going to say, you don't like Perth. You never want to go there. That's why you never know. It's the only place that you're going west. When you go to South Australia, you drive, you don't fly. When you're going west, it takes longer. It's the Earth's rotation. Trust me on this.
It can't be a
thing.
So there you go. Two things we want to talk about. Just tips for flying with a toddler. Slash, is that a thing where it's flying uphill when you're going west and downhill because you're like flying
It's a rotation.
You get an extra boost of speed thanks to the Earth's rotation.
Oh, you will look quite the fool.
All right, NASA.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I will die on this hill.
Oh, I know you will.
I do not care.
You shouldn't, but you will.
I know. You always say, back yourself. And I'm doing it in this case. It is 100% true and I don't care. But okay. Also, we've got another little topic on the go as well.
This is a double barrel one. We try not to muddy the waters and do this very often. But I'm flying to New Zealand. There's two things we need to know. Mm. I'm a bit nervous because Goldie, our 19-month-old daughter, is a lot. And I'm nervous for me, but I'm also nervous for the other people on the flight because she's... a lot, as
but
I
she's
say.
So cute.
She's very cute. Just... She's loud and she's active, and she bites. So I'm hoping she doesn't bite a stranger.
Yeah.
What I do want to know is if you've got any tips on flying with toddlers, please, because we've got 3.5 hours of sort of flight time till we get to Auckland. But then, just having a look at the flight details, we're coming back with a different airline, and that's 4 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And when I first said that to you, like, no, that's the time difference. And I said, no, it's the duration of the flight. It's the amount of time from that's the wheels taking off.
No, I got it.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how coming home takes an extra 35 minutes unless the plane is flying slower. But you said... that it takes longer to fly west.
Yes.
Because you're going against the rotation of the Earth.
Mate, I will die on this hill once again. When you fly east, you're going with the Earth's rotation. Therefore, you're going that way, right? It's taking you. When you're flying into the west, you're flying into the...
It's
mate!
It's not uphill and downhill. It's not how it works.
Yes, it does!
Can't possibly be true.
The Earth is rotating towards you. Therefore, you're flying into a headwind. You are not going with the rotation of the Earth. It is basic science. Shut up, everyone. I don't even care about the phones. Brett, you're with me, aren't you?
The times you're talking about, I thought you were talking about going over to WA because I fly that a lot.
Okay.
And that is the exact times it takes.
Yes.
It's 4 hours and 5 to get there, 3 hours and 35 to get back. As far as I'm aware, it's not to do with the gravitational pulls and whatever you were going on about.
Well, I never said that, but cool. Yeah.
It is basically
well,
what you're
you
saying.
Know, the rotation of the Earth or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right, Brett. You're right.
So what is it? What is it then, Brett? Why
it's
is it
to do
quicker?
With the winds.
The winds.
It's to do with the winds. Technically, when you're up there, the wind is going one direction. Everyone says the wind's always changing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But the wind is going in the one direction, so you're going with the wind one way and against the wind on the way back.
Yeah, which
could be what Loggy's saying.
Yeah. Oh! He's agreeing with you. Yeah, you don't get it. You're getting angry at him because he used a tone.
Brett, you came at me at first and then you went hard and then you realised, hang on, what I'm saying is what she's saying, so Loggy could be right.
Okay.
That's right, Brett.
It could be correct, yes.
Yes, thank you, darling.
I've never heard about the gravitational pulls.
Yeah.
I agree,
Brett. Did I ever say gravity?
You said the rotation of the Earth, which is how gravity is made. Renee's in Inverleigh. Renee, do you have a tip for flying with a toddler, or are you have you got something to say to this toddler over here?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Loggy. I've got a bit of both. I think the toddler tip for me would be you've got to keep their hands active, especially 18, 19 months old. So I would suggest a bit of a Play-Doh pack. And then you can also do the sticks and Play-Doh to dad's face. Particularly if they're a lap seat toddler,
she is.
I think that's a good one. Especially if they're destructive toddlers, then they like to stick things on your face. I think that's a good one.
plus the food is quite expensive on the plane, so I can feed her she's going to eat the Play-Doh
salty,
anyway.
Delicious.
Cool, okay.
And I've got some family that work in aviation, so I want to say that Loggy's not 100% incorrect.
Okay.
given the height of the plane flight, it's usually what they call a jet stream wind, which is caused by the rotation of the Earth. So, yes, flying directly west, you go against the wind caused by the Earth's rotation. So,
okay.
Correct, Renee. Not correct, incorrect.
Renee, okay. You're not, she said you're not correct. That's
no,
what
but
I
that's
heard.
What I said.
No, she said you're not correct. So
mate.
I heard that. No, she's gone.
I am loving.
We've lost
I
her.
Am the new
she's gone through a tunnel
person.
In Italy.
I am smart. I am me.
Susan in Mount Dunedin, what say you?
Well, she is right. It is the rotation of the Earth when you get to a certain height.
Yeah.
So it's just like running up a hill against the headwind.
Mm. Be running up that hill, be running up that mountain. The mountain that I said I would die on, but I'm living.
You are right, girl. And for a toddler, I take an iPod with headphones.
Yep.
So they can't pop in as you're going up, so that's not hurting their ears. And they're also active watching something that they like.
Okay.
I think the main message here is that I'm right, and I think that's 3 for 3.
Mate, it doesn't happen often, but it appears there was some fact behind, sort of science-based fact behind a statement that you made.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
I'm singing for myself. You raise me up.
And then you go and ruin it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.